We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
In the heart of Big Bend National Forest, Texas, a man named Tom sat cross-legged beside a crackling fire, his eyes lost in the flickering dance of the flames. His skin, weathered by countless days in the wilderness, bore the tale of a man who knew no bounds. His calloused hands moved with surprising grace as he strummed a well-worn guitar, the sweet melody floating through the night air. The stars above twinkled in time with the rhythm, as if serenaded by his soulful tune. Tom had been camping here for weeks, living off the land and the stories he spun for himself to keep the loneliness at bay. He was a man of few words, preferring the silent companionship of the vast desert to the cluster of human conversation. The quiet solitude was a balm to his spirit, healing the wounds of a past he rarely talked about. The only constant in his life was the rustling of bushes and the distant howl of coyotes echoing through the canyons. As the fire grew low, Tom glanced at his watch, noting the time with a nod. It was well past midnight, and the park had long since settled into a deep slumber. He leaned back, letting the music of the night envelop him like a warm blanket. The crickets sang their chorus, and an occasional owl hooted from a distant perch. It was a simple, uncomplicated life, one that suited him perfectly. Or so he thought. Suddenly, the tranquility was shattered by a blood-curdling scream that seemed to come from right beside his tent. His heart leaped into his chest, and the guitar slipped from his fingers, the music dying with the discordant twang. He sat up straight, every nerve ending on high alert. The hair on the back of his neck stood up as he listened intently, the night sounds around him seeming to hold their breath in anticipation of what would come next. The scream had been human, unmistakably so, and it had been cut off abruptly. The silence that followed was deafening, thick with the tension that made his ears ring. With trembling hands, Tom grabbed his flashlight and switched it on, the beam piercing the darkness like a knife. He slowly unzipped the tent flap and stepped outside, the cold desert air sending a shiver down his spine. The light danced across the rocks and cacti, casting eerie shadows that twisted and grew as he moved. His eyes darted around, searching for the source of the disturbance, but all he saw was the untouched landscape of the park, the beauty of the night marred with the fear that had taken hold of him. The beam of his flashlight fell upon the tent of his neighbor, a young woman named Sarah, who had set up camp there only yesterday. The flap was open, flapping in the gentle night breeze like a flag of distress. He approached cautiously, his breaths shallow and rapid. "Sarah?" he called out softly, not wanting to startle any wildlife that may have caused the commotion. There was no answer, only the whisper of the desert's secrets. His gut twisted into a knot as he drew closer, his steps slow and deliberate despite his racing heart. As he reached the tent, Tom's worst fears were realized. It was empty, the sleeping bag untouched, her gear neatly laid out as if she had never been there at all. But there was something else in the air, something primal and terrifying. It was a smell he had never encountered before, a mix of fur and musk that made his nose wrinkle in disgust. His eyes searched the area, but all he could see were the shadows playing tricks on him. The only evidence of someone's existence was the half-empty bottle of water by the sleeping bag, and the faint scent of fear that clung to the fabric like a ghostly imprint. Then, his gaze fell upon the trail of crimson that snaked away from the tent like a sinister invitation into the darkened woods. His stomach churned, but he knew he had to follow it. He took a deep breath, steeling himself for what he may find. The flashlight trembled in his hand as he played the beam along the path of the blood, his boots crunching softly on the gravel. He didn't dare shout Sarah's name again, the silence now a heavy shroud that muffled any hope of comfort. The trail grew fresher, the blood more vivid, and soon he came upon the grisly scene he had feared. The body of what he assumed was the unfortunate camper lay sprawled grotesquely amongst the rocks, limbs torn and twisted in ways that defied human capability. The sight was almost too much to bear, but Tom's instincts as a seasoned outdoorsman took over, and he forced himself to look closer. The wounds were jagged, as if inflicted by something with teeth and claws, not a knife or any tool that he had ever seen. As he knelt beside the lifeless form, the light beam caught the glint of something in the distance. Two fiery orbs, glowing like hot embers, peering out from the shadows. They were unmistakable, the eyes of a creature that was not of this world. It stood on two legs, hunched over with a bulk of a man, but the head was that of a massive black wolf. The creature was still, watching him with an intensity that seemed to burn through the darkness. Tom's breath caught in his throat, his hands tightening around the flashlight until his knuckles turned white. He had heard the campfire whispers at dogman sightings before, but he had always dismissed them as tall tales, the product of overactive imaginations and too much whiskey. But here, in the cold night of reality, the creature was all too real. The eyes bore into him, challenging him to either run or face the horror that had claimed Sarah's life. The creature took a step forward, and Tom felt a cold sweat break out of his forehead. He knew he couldn't outrun it, not with the heavy pack on his back and the fear weighing him down. His mind raced, trying to think of a way to defend himself, but all he had was a pocket knife and a fire extinguisher. It was clear that he was no match for the beast before him. With a snarl that seemed to shake the very earth, the dogman lunged, and Tom had no choice but to react. He rolled to the side, narrowly avoiding the creature's snapping jaws. His flashlight went flying, the beam cutting through the night like a bolt of lightning before coming to rest on a nearby cactus. The world around him was plunged into darkness once more, but the glow in the creature's eyes remained, a malevolent beacon in the night. He stumbled to his feet, his heart hammering in his chest. The only sound was the ragged rasp of his own breathing and the thump of his racing heart. The creature had paused, as if waiting for him to make the next move. Tom knew that he couldn't stay here, not with that monster so close. He had to find a way to warn the others, to get help, to somehow survive this night. With a silent prayer to whatever gods watched over the lost and the damned, Tom turned and ran, his legs pumping as fast as they could carry him. The ground beneath him blurred as he sprinted through the desert, the only thought in his head being the need to escape the horror that found its way into his solitary paradise. He didn't dare look back, didn't dare to slow down, even as the sounds of the creature's pursuit grew fainter with every passing second. In the distance, the lights of the ranger station winked like distant stars, beacons of civilization that seemed a million miles away. He had to make it there, had to tell someone what he had seen. He had to make sure that the camper's fate wasn't to befall anyone else who dared to camp in the shadows of Big Ben's secrets. The chilling wind howled through the canyon, carrying with it the echoes of that camper's final scream. Tom's eyes remained fixed on the lights of the ranger station, his legs moving almost on their own accord, fueled by sheer terror. His breath came in gasps, each one burning his lungs like fire. His eyes stung with tears that blurred his vision, but he didn't dare slow down. The creature's glowing eyes remained etched into his mind, a constant reminder of the horror that lurked just behind him. Finally, his trembling hand reached out to knock on the solid wood of the station's door. It was a sound that seemed to resonate through the quiet night, a desperate plea for salvation. The knocks grew louder, more insistent, until the door cracked open. The warm light spilled from the room, revealing the sleepy, concerned face of the park ranger. The man took one look at the panic etched onto Tom's face and immediately knew that something was gravely wrong.
"Come in,"
the ranger urged, pulling him inside and closing the door firmly behind him. The warmth of the room was a stark contrast to the cold fear that had been his only companion for what felt like an eternity. Tom's legs gave out, and he collapsed onto the nearest chair, his body shaking uncontrollably. The ranger's eyes searched him, looking for injuries, but finding only a deep, visceral terror that seemed to have taken root into his very soul. With a voice that sounded foreign to his own ears, Tom began to recount the gruesome events of the night. The scream, the empty tent, the trail of blood, and the monstrous creature that had pursued him. The ranger listened intently, his expression unwavering, but the tension in the room grew palpable. When Tom had finished, the ranger picked up the radio and called for backup. The static-filled silence was punctuated only by the crackle of the radio and the pounding of Tom's heart. The wait felt interminable, each tick of the clock echoing through the room like the beating of a funeral drum. When the sirens of the approaching police cars finally pierced the night, Tom felt a flicker of relief. The ranger filled them in on what he knew, his voice calm and professional, but his eyes revealed the faintest glimmer of disbelief. They searched the area, finding Sarah's mutilated body just as Tom had described. The evidence was undeniable, and the horror of it all washed over the seasoned officers like a wave of ice-cold reality. Tom's statement was taken, his words stumbling over each other as he struggled to make sense of what he had witnessed. He was allowed to leave, the ranger's hand on his shoulder, a silent promise of support. The night air outside felt thick with dread, as if the very desert was holding its breath, waiting for the next scream to pierce the silence. But for now, Tom was safe, nestled in the cold embrace of the nightmare that had become his reality. He knew he wouldn't be able to sleep again tonight, maybe not for a long time. The images of that dog man, the blood, the fear, they would haunt him, chasing him through his dreams like a pack of hungry ghosts. He climbed into his truck, his eyes scanning the darkness one last time before pulling away from the station. Big Ben's beauty had been tainted by the shadows of the creature, and Tom knew that he would never look at the wilderness the same way again. The drive home was a blur, his thoughts racing faster than the headlights that cut through the inky blackness. His mind replayed the events of the night over and over, searching for a clue, a reason, anything that could explain what he had seen. But all he found was the cold, hard truth staring back at him. He was not the only creature that had called this land home, and some things were better left unseen. The sun began to rise as he pulled into his driveway, casting a pallid light over the quiet suburban street. Tom stepped out of the truck, his legs wobbly, his heart still racing. He looked around, expecting to find the comfort of civilization, but all he could think about was the wild, untamed world he had just escaped from. The sirens of the night grew distant, but the fear remained, a constant, pulsing rhythm that matched the beat of his own heart. With trembling hands, he unlocked his front door and stepped inside.
"You're not going to believe what I saw," Sam said, his eyes wide with excitement.
"What was it this time?" Les replied with a hint of skepticism, not looking up from her book.
"I swear it was a coyote, but bigger. And it was walking on two legs."
Sam leaned in, his voice dropping to a quiet whisper. Les sighed, setting her book aside and finally giving him her full attention. They sat by the crackling campfire, the smell of roasting marshmallows mingling with the earthy scent of the Big Bend National Park. The vast, dark sky above was sprinkled with stars so bright, it seemed as if they could pluck one out and make a wish. Les's curiosity piqued. She leaned closer to Sam, their faces flickering with the warm light of the fire.
"It had to have been over 6 feet tall. In the eyes, they glowed like embers,"
Sam continued, his voice gaining momentum. Les felt a shiver run down her spine despite the heat. The night air grew still, and for a brief moment, the only sound was the distant hoot of an owl. Les searched Sam's face for signs of a prank, but all she found was genuine fear.
"You're not messing with me, are you?"
Les asked, her voice a mix of concern and excitement. Sam shook his head vigorously.
"I'm serious, Les. It was no coyote."
Their conversation was interrupted by a rustling in the bushes behind them. Les's heart skipped a beat as they both turned to face the source of the sound. The shadows grew deeper, and a figure began to emerge from the underbrush. It was definitely not a coyote. The creature that stood before them was like anything they had ever seen. It was indeed dog-like, but massive, with a thick, shaggy coat that seemed to absorb the light from the campfire. The eyes, just as Sam had described, burned with an eerie glow, reflecting the fire's dance in a predatory gaze. It moved with a strange grace, hunched over slightly, but with a clear bipedal gait that sent a shiver down Les's spine.
"Sam, what the hell is that?"
she whispered, her voice trembling. Sam was frozen in place, his hand reaching for the flashlight next to him. He flicked it on, the beam of light illuminating the creature's snarling face. It had a snout filled with sharp teeth and pointed ears that twitched as it took in their scent. This dogman growled, a deep rumble that seemed to shake the very ground beneath him. Suddenly, it lunged. Sam's reflexes kicked in, and he pushed Les out of the way just in time. They stumbled into the dirt, the creature's claws swiping through the air where her head had just been. Scrambling to their feet, they grabbed their gear and sprinted towards the safety of their tent, their hearts pounding in their chests like wild drums. The creature followed, its footsteps thudding heavily in the quiet night. The tent flap whipped open, and they dove inside, zipping it shut behind them. The dogman circled the tent, its growls growing louder, the fabric of their shelter stretching and shaking with every hit it made. Sam and Les huddled together, breathing heavily in the cramped space. They could hear the creature sniffing around, searching for a way in, knowing that at any moment this dogman creature could easily just rip the tent and go inside and eat them.
"What do we do?"
Les asked, her voice shaking. Sam took a deep breath and pulled out his phone, his hand shaking as he dialed 911. "We wait for help," he murmured, hoping the signal would hold out long enough for their call to get through. The minutes dragged on, each second feeling like an eternity as the dogman's relentless assault continued. The adrenaline coursing through their veins was matched only by their fear. Finally, a voice crackled through the speaker.
911, what's your emergency?
"We're being attacked by some kind of creature," Sam managed to say between gasps. "Please, send help." The dispatcher's tone grew serious.
"What's your location?"
Sam's voice wavered as he rattled off the coordinates, all the while keeping an ear on the creature outside.
"We're sending a ranger to your location,"
the dispatcher said.
"Stay in the tent and do not come out until help arrives."
The line went dead, and the silence that followed was deafening. They could only clutch each other and wait, their eyes glued to the tent fabric as it rippled with every hit from the creature outside. The wait was agonizing, but eventually, they heard a distant sound of a motor approaching. The dogman's growls grew more frantic, and then the hits became more violent. Just as they thought the tent would give in, a flashlight beam pierced the darkness, and a firm voice called out,
"Hold on! Help us here!"
The sound of the creature retreating into the night was music to their ears. The ranger's footsteps grew closer, and soon the tent flap was unzipped by a firm hand. They stepped out into the cool night air, shaking but alive. The ranger, a stoic man with a weathered face, surveyed the damage.
"You two were lucky to be in one piece," he said. "Whatever that was, it's not something you see every day in Big Bend."
Their eyes met, and for a moment, Les and Sam wondered if they'd ever be able to forget the terror that had visited their quiet camping trip. But as they climbed into the safety of the ranger's truck, all they could think about was getting far, far away from the creature that had turned their tranquil night into a battle for survival.